feet underwater. It makes you appreciate God's creation. But it also makes you appreciate that tank on your back. Without that air supply, I'd be, well, sunk. Same thing if I start working against the equipment instead of with it. We'll see how dangerous that can be today on Grace Walk.
Oh, that's better.
Author and speaker Dr. Steve McVeigh talks about where your next breath really comes from.
When I was a pastor, part of my responsibilities was to visit hospitals. On a lot of occasions, I've seen people on respirator. Certain people have real trouble with those machines. It's the people who try to breathe that run into trouble. The respirator is built to do the breathing. The patient just needs to relax. But when a patient panics and tries to breathe, alarms beep and the patient's uncomfortable because he's working against a machine designed to breathe for him. Well, living the Christian life is similar to breathing. In fact, the Greek word translated spirit is the word pneuma. It could be translated as breath. You've seen it in words like pneumatic and pneumonia. God never intended for the Christian life to be a struggle. The Holy Spirit should flow from the life of the Christian as naturally as breathing.
If you could use some help discovering what God does want you to do, call Grace Walk at 1-800-472-2311 and ask for a copy of Steve McVeigh's free fact sheet, Knowing the Will of God. It outlines 5 ways you can be more confident that the leading you feel is really from the Father. Just ask for Knowing the Will of God when you call Grace Walk at 1-800-472-2311 or visit our website at gracewalk.org. Grace Walk is a presentation of Grace Walk Ministries.